Episode 22. This character, this evil character, over years just had this evilness inside it that it could not get away from. But it had to, though. It's like it has to fight itself, unfortunately. So it was put in a place where it can go do that. It says, you have to go away for a bit there, king. Because if it's a king, you don't dishonor a king and all of a sudden you give him a different job. No. Yes, the gifts were not with that being, the king. They were now given to a human, right? So in the destruction of Atlantis, they descended into eating humans, this new race of humans that was created. And so you had these intermingling of these beings that were able to integrate itself just perfectly. And it was able to solve the problem of how do we get something that's, say, 10 feet down to morph down to 5 feet and be able to still function normally and not give away the fact that it's actually a very, very big being that has an appetite for you, that flesh. And it's able to morph into what you like based on your mind. Some people have very strong minds and some people have very weak minds only because of food, not because some's educated and some has a PhD of some sort. No, it doesn't work that way. All that information that goes into your mind is information. You have these individuals who just watch these YouTube all day, just information going in. And you have these people in university, information going in. The one who's watching YouTube is benefiting more because he's probably in an environment where he feels, or she feels comfortable, feels safe, probably stoned. Say some marijuana. I'm showing how a person can learn at an accelerated rate and using that substance, that green substance that grows from the earth. That allows you to just relax, get outside yourself. Because people will set boundaries in their minds. But on weed, it allows you to just relax. But some can't because it's just not their time, possibly. Because everybody is set on a path and sometimes it's just not for your path. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So these beings, they were able to integrate themselves in Atlantis. We're talking about Atlantis still. And they started, eventually became the elite in a way. Because they were the elite. They could do anything. All of a sudden they became part of the main structure of society and started infiltrating and people not realizing who they were allowing in power. This is Atlantis. So eventually it got to a point where the eating of humans was necessary for these things. So they had to standardize that thought. And so they had to ridicule the thought of eating your brother, the animal. It says that's your brother and that's true. But this information was used to lift, but also to throw down. And said, well, how much better than you are your brother, that animal? Imagine that animal said that to you. The human, it says we're equal. It says, okay. So within this reasoning, they said, well, What about that flesh? It says, does it matter which? Because they needed to eat that flesh. So they started reasoning within the society. And it was a forced reasoning, really. It was when you control the media, you can control everything and people's, right? And then it just went down into just do, right? And it was really the angriness, the anger that king felt. This is I missed those gifts and created his own debauchery, knowing when the destruction was coming. When you know when destruction is coming, you can plan for it or you can work backwards for it. Say, for example, you know when an earthquake's coming, right? You know the date. And then you're able to plan backwards. He says, okay, at this time of destruction, what happens at a time of destruction? Lights out. Say there's no communication, there's no food. Imagine a calamity just like the earthquake, and all of a sudden it's like choof, right? And then shuts down your whole system that you rely on. And imagine if there's one that's forced and one that's just cyclical from Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is saying there's something coming and we need to warn the humans, warn the people, because it's cyclical, right? But it's not being unfortunately broadcasted like it should. People are prophesying out there, people telling you their dreams of what's coming, and yet people aren't really preparing for something. And some are, but they don't know how to prepare properly because they don't have people working together as one. When we work together as one, then the people can prepare for something, right? But what are you preparing for? So these individuals started eating their subjects. And then eventually they said, well, we need to have it where it's away from us. And there was two continents up there that are in the snow right now, being about to be revealed by the sun. So they just instant melt fast. He's like, there's a flood coming. Then the timepiece in this Bible, they talk about in the time of, in the time of. And the time of flood is here. Noah, giants, time of a water. One, they say, destroy the thing. Yes. Are we here? There's going to be a flood. And so this being knew, and it was Tokohite. So currently, right now, this advanced race people, they're hiding in the ground right now, and they were told, you can come out on a certain date and you can come and play again. So right now in the north, that king that's down there with those advanced people says, that's mine. And I'm sure people would say, well, it's I say, let them have it because this thing is advanced and you're not. So this being is allowed to come out on a certain date. So Mother Nature said, okay, on this date you can come out. So this is X that these celebrities are always like branding, and Madam X and X, Triple X, 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 X. So this X that they speak of is one has already happened too. Right, 2017. And there's another one coming. April 2024. On the 8th of April. And that one is like the X that Mother Nature says, okay, it's done. And that X is also when that thing is that you can come out when that X comes across the sky. And so it's like that little dome across that stops them from coming out to hurt you, eat you. It's been watching you. It created characters to tell you about itself because it has to explain itself. So it does it in many ways. It's like characters that you aren't afraid of.